Well, Tony, let's get the Johnny Evans situation out of the way first, if we could. What's happening with him as we sit here now?
Well, he's still our player and we still want him to be our player. You know, and you know, that's the way it remains at this present moment. You know, if you're saying to me, is Johnny going to be you know, a West Brom player in 2 weeks' time? Who knows? We'll do our best to keep him. But you know market forces as well as everybody else. I think, you know, to say that we will not sell Johnny at any price is ridiculous. But it has to be right for the football club if we're going to do it.
So Manchester City have come in. A fee of £18 million has been reported. Is that fairly accurate?
No, I'm not sure whether it is or not. The money men, you know, John and the chairman will talk about and discuss what they think the, you know, Johnny's worth and what he's not worth. They're keen to keep Johnny because they know that if we lose him, we're going to have to go out and replace him and spend a lot of money on a replacement. So they're keen to keep John. So we'll see how it develops over the next week.
But this is unsettling for you. It's unsettling for him, the rest of the players in the squad and the football club as a whole, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And this goes back to what we've been talking about not having the window open when the season starts. And then it doesn't affect anyone. Everybody's done their business. Everybody gets on with things.
So how can you see this panning out? I mean, if Man City come back with, you know, another, I don't know, what is his price? Do you have a figure in mind that you would take?
No, the one thing I'll say, you know, Leicester offered money and there's been other clubs who've been interested. You can ward those clubs off. But, you know, when it's Man City or one of the top four or five clubs, it's very, very difficult then. Because it affects the player. The player has a chance of going better in himself and everything else. So we have to do it in a way that we're not being disrespectful to Johnny. And, you know, we want Johnny, hopefully, if he stays at his football club, to not feel as though we've stopped him from doing something that he's wanted to do. So it's a very, very difficult situation. And it's a difficult situation in respect of keeping everybody happy. And more than anyone else, Johnny, hopefully, if he stays. So we don't want to have a player that stays at the football club then, but is really disappointed that this didn't go the way maybe he thought it could have gone. So we have to do it in a very, very open way. So Johnny understands everything that's going on and knows about everything that's going on. And I'm sure he does. I'm sure his agent's telling him. But as a football club, we want to be as honest and as straightforward to Johnny as we can.
Have you had a sit down and talk to him about it?
Yeah, I've had two chats with John and he's been fine. He knows the situation, knows what we're about and what we're trying to do and what we're not trying to do. He understands, you know, just made him captain. You know, we want to progress the football club. We want to take the football club on. We're looking to get better players in. But as I've just said, he's got this opportunity of going and doing something that is out of our, you know, it's just a completely different level. And I think everybody in football will understand that. So it's important that you manage it properly.
And just one more on him. Obviously, he's got this hamstring injury at the moment, which, you know, one or two fans might think is slightly suspicious, but he is struggling for fitness.
Yeah, he felt it last week before the Bournemouth game, and we didn't want to take a risk then. And he's, you know, he came in yesterday, I had a good chat with him yesterday, and he's still feeling it. It's not as bad as it was, but he's still got that right at the top of his leg. And the problem with Johnny's, you know, top racehorse. You know, they're one of that. You know, he's not carrying coal down the mines. One of those pit ponies. So, you know, he is a top athlete, and everything has to be right for him to perform at the level that he wants to be. So he's a little bit different, and we do treat him at times in that way. So we have to be careful.